Okay, bro. Why don't we talk about your first job?
Okay.
Yeah, tell us about your first job.
You mean my official, full-time first job? Talking about.
Yeah, sure. How about that?
Okay. That was right after graduating university.
Uh-huh.
I became a salesman.
Ooh, salesman. Nice.
Yeah, salesman.
Wow, what were you selling?
I was selling nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Well, basically I was selling a membership.
Okay.
So it's not something that people can see or visualize, but it's like just membership.
Yeah.
So.
It was like a membership to a country club?
Yeah, actually at private resorts. Ooh, and nice. Golf clubs.
Nice. Mm. Was this in Japan or in the
Japan.
US?
Yeah.
What was the best thing about your job?
Troubles. Because I had to knock people's houses.
Oh, wow. And it was door to door.
Exactly. Without any appointments. And membership costs 5 million yen. Starting costs.
5 million to start.
Mm.
Wow, and you must have been in very rich neighborhoods.
No, actually, we just go to any areas.
Uh-huh.
We just stop off at a station,
uh-huh.
and we start from there.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. Were you successful?
It's a long story, but to be honest with you,
yeah.
How many memberships do you think I sold in a year?
Wow. I don't know. I'll take a guess.
Mm.
In 1 year,
mm.
maybe 1-2 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is, I don't know, 100?
One.
One? One. You must
can believe it.
So you remember the lucky person. You probably still remember that person.
And you know what? My member, the person who bought my membership,
uh-huh.
gets food. My father.
Oh, God. That's
so crazy.
That's a tough job.
It was rough, really. Yeah, it was really rough.
That's a lot of rejection every day. No.
Exactly. No.
Wow.
I mean, if you think about it, that's natural, though. I mean, 5 million yen?
Yeah.
And I can't really show the place,
because
I can't take the person to the place.
Yeah.
All I can do is show the pictures and speak.
Yeah.
And that was right after the bubble economy bursted.
Yeah.
So nobody had money.
Oh, man. Were you depressed?
It was very interesting. It was very hard to motivate myself.
Because
people would call police and call me like a rover.
Really?
Yeah. I had to like open the gate and run to the door and stick my leg so that they won't shut the door.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's how you do it. Door-to-door sales.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough job.
Mm.
I don't think I can do a job. What's your job now? What do you do now?
I work for Yukon City.
Uh-huh.
And I am in a place called Yokohama Convention Bureau.
Uh-huh.
It's a city job.
Okay, so the Yokohama Convention Bureau.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So you deal with foreigners, naturally, because they're
and
in English.
And travelers and visitors and what have you, yeah.
Do you like your job now?
Interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like I said, I talk to about over 2,000 people a day. So it's kind of tiring, though.
Wow, 2,000 people a day.
About 200 people an hour.
Wow.
My office is at the station, Yokohama Station.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Right out of the gate of the JR.
Yeah.
So people just stop by.
That's a lot of talking. You must be tired of talking.
I am tired.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's okay, it's okay. No worries.
Okay, thanks. Well, so that's your first job, door-to-door salesman. Thank you very much.
Yep.
So we'll move on to the next topic.